News.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
I'm TJ.
And TJ's back from a five-year hiatus to come in and help us out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Bob's taking the day off today, so TJ was nice enough to come in. Thank you guys for getting on the phones with us. We're all jammed up with phone calls. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. I told you if you waited 10 o'clock, all of a sudden the lines would get jammed up. So let's get right to your calls. We want to. Well, did you want to bring up the NFT, or do you want to get to the call?
We'll get to the calls. Right, get to if we get into NFTs, non-fungible tokens.
Fungible.
Yes.
All right. Let's go on to Ray first in Simsbury to see what he's got fungible. You there, Ray?
Yes. Good morning. Good
morning, sir.
Thanks for what you do.
I
listen
to your
show frequently, and you're a big help.
Thank you.
I have something that's not real serious, but it's weird, and it's bugged me for a long time.
All right.
I have Windows 10. I'm sure, based on one of your last callers, it's the most up-to-date version, because I don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Just let it do its thing. Every time it updates, it knocks my printer offline, my wireless printer. I have to go set that up again. But the real problem is something that I haven't been able to figure out. When I have an email, for example, open in a I don't know what you call it, not a maximized window, but a smaller window with the total email program running in the background. And this happens not just with email, but with other things too, like if I've got two Excel spreadsheets open. I'm working on one window, like reading the email, and all of a sudden that window will disappear. And I have a wireless mouse. I suspected that maybe it had something to do with that, but I'm not sure.
Did it minimize, or did it actually just fall to the background?
It falls to the background.
Okay.
And so if I hit Alt-Tab, it'll come back again.
Yep.
I don't have a clue. I've searched online. I haven't found any answers. Can you help me figure out what's going on?
That's an interesting problem, because what's actually happening in the background is the operating system has a thing that it uses called focus.
Right.
And
right.
You move focus from one window to the other. And what it's actually doing is deciding to change focus from the window that you're currently on to the window behind it. And then it automatically sets it back.
I'm looking up on the focus side.
Yeah. And it's Windows 10, and you are current, right?
Yes.
He's current.
I can't tell you which version, but...
All right,
updated last week.
It's while he's typing.
Is it while you're typing?
No, just reading. Hands off the mouse.
No scrolling, no anything?
No, nothing. Just sitting there reading the email. And it happens a couple of times a day. I use the computer a lot since pandemic, and once or twice a day it happens. And it's not just email, but it's usually email, because that's where I spend a lot of my time. But the other day I was running two Excel spreadsheets, and I had one of the spreadsheets much larger than the other, and was just transferring data from the one in the background. I'd change the focus to the smaller window and go to the larger one. And while I was going to get the data in the smaller window, the focus changed to the larger.
Interesting. What one of the things that I found, that they say it may be an issue with your power profile. That it's working with your power profile. They suggest, this is Microsoft, suggests that you hit the Windows key and the W, and in the search box type in troubleshooting, and then go to Systems and Security and click on Power and have it run the troubleshooter for your power settings and your profile.
Okay, Systems, Security, and Power.
Yeah, and see if that points at anything. If nothing else, they say if that doesn't point to any problems, you could establish a new power profile. And usually the easiest way to do that is simply just change your power settings. And what it'll do is it'll refresh the profile itself.
It does sound illogical, but then again, what you're experiencing is illogical. Yeah. It does sound illogical.
You know, I would also, you said, have you tried a wired mouse, or is it?
No, I haven't. My wired mouse is broken, and I didn't feel like going to buy one. I might be able to borrow one.
I would borrow one and see if that has anything to do with it. There is a possibility that somehow, and this sounds strange too, there can be, but you said you're hands off.
Right.
I know I use a Logitech mouse, and I can program these buttons to do anything.
Yeah.
And one of them could be to switch focus, you know, to actually toggle through, like what you said, your alt tab, how you get back to where you want to be. You can program a mouse key to do that. Hmm. You can flip from window to window just with a touch.
Yeah, this is a Dell mouse that came with the computer.
So it's just a two-button mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not smart.
Okay, and a scroll wheel?
Right, a scroll wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not smart enough to do that. I would give this power thing a shot just to see where you go with it.
All right.
The heck? Not gonna hurt anything, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm just using the Dell, I think it's called Dell Power Settings.
Gotcha.
But I'll try something different.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck, Ray.
Okay, give it a shot.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
thanks,
you too.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Seemingly, you're not touching the machine, so it could be something the machine's doing automatically with the power. That does make some sense, I guess. That's an odd one.
I don't know. That's the only one I found that would kind of like dovetail into his problem.
Tons of articles about this issue when you're typing. Tons. But not when you're not typing.
Okay.
Let's go on to Joe in Meriden next. What's going on, Joe?
It could be something in the machine.
Joe, you there? Joe's listening on 7th. You there, Joe?
Yeah.
Morning, sir. What's up?
Had a question. When I do a search for directions,
okay,
sitting at home on a computer, before I leave, I say, "Oh, I want to see how to get from my house to your house."
All right,
and then it brings up, you know, I'll put whatever the location is, and it brings it up. Like if it's a business, it brings it up on the right side, shows the business, and it says directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit directions; it will not give me directions from my house to that business. It'll give me directions to wherever my wife is. Honest to God. If she's in Waterbury, it will give me directions from Waterbury.
So you've got, in the upper right-hand corner of your Chrome, I got a feeling you're logged in as your wife. And it's tracking her location. So if you look in your Chrome, you actually can see who's logged in. It's like a little circle. I'm guessing that she has turned on some level of tracking that's connected to her phone. This is just my first guess on this. Does that make sense if you look in the upper right-hand corner?
And you're using Google Maps, correct?
I'm on the road now. I'm working.
Oh, okay.
You are using Google Maps, right?
My knee, and I got my hand on my forehead. No, I'm
So I'm guessing you're logged in as her.
Well, we just turned the computer on. The computer's just always there.
Yeah,
it'll still be there.
Logged in as her.
Is it following her phone? Is it following her car? Or is it following her Fitbit?
It's following her Google app that is on her phone and running in the background, which is
creepy.
But that's true. Her Google app is probably running in the background.
Yeah, and you can turn some of that stuff off or log off the Chrome as her, so you don't get that. But that is creepy.
I created my wife her own profile. I don't want to see where she's gone or anything like that. She has her own sign on to Google.
Well, I told her it's annoying. I said, because I go, you know, it's like, oh, it says it's, you know, 5 hours away. It's like, well, no, this place is like 3 minutes down the street. It's like, oh, well, at least I know when she's at work, you know?
That's true. You know where she's going.
You can stalk her all the time, buddy. You're dialed in now. You want to find where she is? Just Google her.
And there's all sorts of women out there saying, what? Huh? Actually, the guys are probably more worried than the gals.
Well, if I can't trust her after us even 45 years, so...
Yep, you're right.
I think you're probably pretty safe.
You're probably good.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, so that's on her phone or on my computer?
So it's her phone and her computer are syncing together and tracking. It's most likely that's what's happening. And you're logged in that Chrome browser as her is what's I think is what's occurring there.
Well,
I turn all that stuff.
So it must just stay logged in all the time, then.
It'll stay logged in all the time. Your computer will remember. It'll bring it up again.
Every time. Whenever you launch it, it always launches with the same profile until you change it.
Right.
Okay. It also thinks I live in Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's because of Comcast and Cox.
Right.
The Cox main hub that we come out of is just outside of Providence.
Yeah, where's my nearest Home Depot store? You know?
Yeah, 02940. Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah, I know. Technology has still got a ways to go.
Okay, good enough then. All right, thank you.
You got it, Joe.
Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye. But that's, again, that's another reason why, again, the Googleplex that we always talk about, we had a pretty funny video that we always play where you're trying to hide from Google and you basically have to go into a box in the, up in the woods and just, you know, let your, you know, give up all your rights to anything and you can hide from Google.
Otherwise. You got to go to one of those Faraday chambers, you know, where they, yeah, you know, they're completely isolated.
Google, how creepy can you get?
Oh, Google.
Let's go on to Ann in Avon next. What's going on, Ann?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, thank you. Hi. Eric, welcome back. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, TJ, I've been always here.
TJ, yes.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
You're back, too.
Well, that's right. For a day.
let's see. First, I wanted to tell you the woman who had called 2 weeks in a row and had static on her line.
Yeah.
I had that for 6 months, and I kept calling Frontier about it, mm-hmm, and they would do some kind of check and say, oh, it's not our fault, it's your line, Interior. And I checked, and it wasn't the line, so I bought new phones, still had it, called back two more times. Finally, they sent somebody out, and it was a intermittent fail in a splice in one of their lines.
Yep, of course it's their lines.
They came and fixed it, and they ended up wouldn't give me a refund, but they did give me a credit for a few months.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
So yeah, just in case she's listening.
Yeah. The phone sounds awful.
Possible. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So then my computer issues.
Yeah.
Not the best on the computer, and I try and keep up, and I hear you talk about, like, updates that are good and updates that are bad.
I know.
And so my computer, I went through and did some searching to see what I could find. It's an HP. Mm-hmm. It's Windows version 1909.
Mm, getting old.
And it says it was updated 7/9/2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 18.363.1440.
Yeah, it needs to be updated.
Okay, so I was worried. So I did get something, and I went through, and it says there's an update required, and I just need to turn the computer off and tell it when to do it, and they want to do version 20H2.
H2, yep.
So is that safe?
Well, I won't say that. it's Microsoft. I'm running.
I would say that being as old as yours is from mid-2020, you probably should do it.
Okay.
And 20H2 is the latest and greatest. So,
that's what I'm running right now.
So I would say probably it would be worth doing. How old is the computer itself?
Maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would do it.
Let's see. HP Spectra 360?
Yep, go for it. That's a nice machine.
Okay. And then another question I had I had something when I turned the computer on today. It said OneDrive isn't signed in. Enter sign-in info to start syncing again. I don't really know what that means.
Do you use Office 365?
I guess.
No.
Do you use Word and Excel and PowerPoint?
Yes.
Okay.
I do use Word and Excel extensively.
Okay. Then do you store your files in OneDrive, do you know?
I'm thinking she doesn't know.
That would be the default if you just started clicking on things without knowing exactly what you were doing, it would by default go to OneDrive.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I didn't know what it was. So when it says save your files, mm-hmm, I save it on my computer. Because I didn't know what the OneDrive thing was.
Okay. Well, OneDrive is kind of like a Dropbox thing that Microsoft put out. And essentially what it means is that when you save files, they go to this folder that's on your computer. And what it does is it replicates up to the cloud into your Office 365 account. So that if you're somewhere else and you sign into Office 365 through a browser anywhere, your files will still be available up in the cloud.
Right.
And how do you sign into that?
You would use your credentials that you use to sign into Office 365. They're the same credentials. So it'll ask for your username, it'll ask for your password, and if you set up any kind of two-factor or PIN codes or things like that, it'll ask you for that as well.
I don't have any of those things because I'm the only one that uses the computer, so it's just me.
So you might not be syncing to it.
Right. If you're not paying for 365 on a monthly basis, you probably you're not using 365.
Or if you did the annual plan, they do have an annual plan for users. You can get a two-user thing for $99 a year.
Right.
Okay. No, they have the thing where you could either rent the Windows thing, or you could buy it all at once. So I bought the whole package at once.
Okay, so you bought Office. So you have Office running.
So you're good.
You can just click out of that OneDrive thing.
You can ignore it.
Yeah, you just click out of it. You're not signed in because you're not using it.
Right. And Microsoft wants to remind you you're not using it because they like to store your data, so they, you become more dependent on where your data is with Microsoft.
But
that's
if
what
you
they
do
want.
That, then you're paying monthly for something?
Not for that. Until you get to a certain size, and then they'll come and say, "Can you get, you know, can you pay me now?" It all depends on how much you put out there, I bet.
So if I had my computer go to, which please God no, but if my computer suddenly blue screened, and then I couldn't use my computer and I had to buy a new computer, would the cloud OneDrive have all my stuff there?
It would.
It would.
Yes, that's the huge advantage to it, is that you're building a backup system without even realizing you've built a backup system.
Right.
And it does give you 100% portability anywhere. I've become a huge convert on using cloud technology for that kind of stuff.
And
just
so
because I can get it anywhere.
And get into it.
You need to know how to get into it. Yes, that's half your battle, is set up your account.
And you bought Office, so you would need to set up a OneDrive account, which it would allow you. You can do it just by setting. Just go ahead and you do get a limited amount free anyway.
Yeah.
So you could go ahead and sign up. When you try to sign in, there should be a sign up as well, and you could walk through that and set up a username and a password and a validation method, and just establish an account.
Oh.
So you could do that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it wouldn't cost me any more because I bought the thing.
Well, at some point it will.
Yeah, at some point it will. I don't know how many gigs you get.
You get a chunk free. We'll put some information out in a link for you.
Okay.
But we got to go, Ann.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
All right, we'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and GoNetSpeed is one of our new sponsors, so we're really excited to have them, and it's a great alternative to
your incumbent. I know, I hear you speak about it all the time.
So it's an affordable alternative to the incumbents that we've had no chances of getting better prices or rates with. So I wish GoNetSpeed the best of luck, and we're happy to have them as a sponsor on the show. And if you're within their range, you would be a silly person not to consider moving over to GoNetSpeed.
So how do I find? Just GoNetSpeed.com?
GoNetSpeed.com, and then you just put your address in, and you let them know you're interested. And if you get like 10% within your town, they're coming. So you just get your friends and neighbors to tell them you want cheaper internet at a guaranteed price for life. Even if you move within the same town, it's the same price for life with no caps.
Really?
Yes. No caps.
$50
for life.
Like forever.
Forever. Not like the old, remember the old...
What a deal.
What was the TiVo life deal there?
I took advantage of that. I had two of them. Yep.
But it was only the life of the box.
Correct.
Not your life.
Correct. The lifetime of the box. Yes. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I still have one TiVo subscription that is running on the lifetime.
Yeah. But I was always finding
that
funny.
The boxes just die.
It just dies. Whereas this is internet. Internet can't die. And when you got GoNetSpeed, the price is the same for life. No data caps. And it's upward. It's fiber to your home.
Crazy. You're picking up gigabit.
You can get gigabit if you need it. But $150 for $50 is all I would need for my home. And that's all I would ask for. Whenever they come by, I'm looking for it.
So it's synchronous. So you synchronous one. Beautiful.
Yeah, you can do a lot with
you
that.
You can. So. Oh yeah, especially with the same up and down.
Yeah. Let's go on to your calls really quick here. Go to Maureen in East Hampton. We may have to hold you over, Maureen. You know what? Let's not go to Maureen because now Matt's playing the sounder. So Maureen, hold over through the news. We'll talk about
non-fungible
tokens as well. Feel free to get online. We're here till 11 o'clock. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted by Mike G. Live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Also, if you follow us on Tab Computer Systems and like us there, you'll get all this stuff into your news feed. And, of course, we're live over on WTIC's Facebook page. You can check out our mugs over there. And we'll be right back after this quick break. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. Then stick around on Garden Talk at noon, And, oh, yeah, we got to send a shout-out.
Yeah, I got a shout-out to Al, listening from Auburg, Vermont, and also on the stream. So that's pretty cool. Hi, Al. How you doing?
Yeah, welcome all you guys on the stream.
Yeah, thank you very much for watching. We got a number of people that are on the stream watching, and it's good to see you guys. Yeah, it's awesome.
Just feel free to share us and like us so Zuckerberg deems our show worthy. It's one of those things that
we got to pass muster for Zuckerberg.
Yes, the mustard of Zuck. Let's go on to Maureen. We promised to get to you first. Are you there, Maureen?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm working at home, as many people are, and I'm using a printer that is probably not meant for work.
Right.
And it's crapped out on me now. So I'm looking to purchase a new printer, and I'm just wondering what kind of recommendations you would have for a moderately priced $200 or so that can print, copy, and scan.
Oh, well, then you add those things. Can they do
multifunction?
That?
Mine can.
There's an Eco. So we were talking about the Epson Eco. Eco Tank. And we'd have to check to see if it offers a multifunction aspect of it. You can find multifunction lasers. Are you looking for color or just black and white?
You know, I'm pretty happy with just black and white.
You can find some pretty good multifunction laser jets, HP level laser jets, in that $200 price tag. I assume you're going to expense it to your company.
Probably not.
Okay, you're not printing out any of our important medical data, are you, Maureen?
Oh God, no.
You know, having it on your living room and then having folks over and
No.
Are we checking right now to see if you get a multifunction?
Yeah, I'm seeing if I can find a multifunction version of it.
But there's definitely HP lasers that'll be in that price range. That I can tell you, if you hit the Staples of the world, they should have some good options there. I would stick with HP, and or if you can find this EcoSmart where it's very cheap and on the inks that offers multifunction, that's great. We're looking.
Mm-hmm. Looking hard right now.
Yeah. But those are the two we'd talk about based on affordability.
Okay. Yeah, they have the 2760. We'll do that.
How much?
367.
A little more than you want to spend. But it's
more,
there.
But, you know, if it's the toner or the ink is really what kills you, too, at the end.
Right. So LaserJet, again, EcoSmart talks about being less expensive than laser, right, T?
Yes. Oh, much cheaper. Much cheaper. So, the consumables are super cheap.
I've always been a laser guy, and clearly I cannot seem to stick this EcoSmart in my head for it to stay so I can remember that it's cheaper now. But that's the new technology.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
All right, Maureen, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you just creep up from there. They have one that's it's a scanner, copier, automatic document feed, Ethernet, the whole thing. That's $420.
Now it gets more expensive. So you're saving so much in your consumables.
If you print a lot, this is the way to go. EcoJet is absolutely the way to go.
Right. And if you're...
EcoTank. I keep going.
Yeah, EcoTank. If you're working from home, please don't print out anything the company wouldn't be happy to have that you're showing on your kitchen table. Right? That's the other issue with everyone working from home. You're printing out all sorts of company data, and you're printing it out and leaving it all over your house for people to read. This whole working from home thing is an issue. Do you still not want to get to the NFT?
I know. Because is this Danny of Danny, like,
Danny
fame?
It is. Our resident groupie is on the line. Let's get our resident groupie on the line, Danny. You there, Danny?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I have wonderful news.
Yeah?
I have my application in for my Starlink service.
Do you?
Yes.
Awesome.
I missed the first one. They only give you 15 minutes to respond because they're limiting the number of people.
Yep.
That so I caught it on the second time.
Nice.
So I'm on the list, and I got a great website here. It's called satellitemap.space, and it shows all the Starlink satellites, where they are, where all the ground stations are, when they're flying over your area.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Monday, they're going to fly the garbage can again down in Texas.
Oh, that launches Monday?
Yeah. Well, they scrubbed the last 3 or 4 days. Almost every day they've had a scrub. But the next attempt is on Monday. And he said in June, they're going to do their first orbital flight with the Starship.
Awesome.
Wow. So it's not the booster they're testing. They're actually going to put up SN20?
Yeah. 20,
or 15? What's the number they left at? They skipped a few numbers.
SN11.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that looks like the Flash Gordon rocket.
He didn't say they're going to land it successfully.
Oh, okay. So they're going to junk it to find out what it does.
Yeah.
Got it.
But this is that thing that looks like a Flash Gordon rocket, right?
Yes.
Right, that looks like the old Flash Gordon rocket. And they also switched out one of the Raptor engines, and they put one of the high-performance engines. So one of the three engines is an upgraded engine.
All right.
Wow.
And it's so nice to hear somebody speak favorably of Starlink and Elon Musk on this program, because there's been a lot of shade being thrown here repeatedly every week.
Yeah.
Well, of course, whenever Eric gets me on, you know I'm going to be. I'm a SpaceX fan. I am a Elon. I'm even a Neuralink fan. If I was younger, I'd consider getting one of those implants just to see what it was all about.
I'd be
in a boring company. I actually have a boring company hat. My son.
Did you get the flamethrower?
I didn't. I didn't jump on the flamethrower. I should have. Darn it.
All good stuff. Elon's an amazing guy. I just do not like the subsidies. I do not like that I have to subsidize.
See, here he goes again. See, I'll tone him down here. Elon's awesome. Leave it at that.
He just announced yesterday that Fort Lauderdale asked him to do a 2-mile tunnel from inland right out to the beach because people can't get to the beach because of the traffic.
Yep.
Yeah. Does that sound like a good idea? I mean, Florida's kind of like basically a big on a sinkhole, right? I mean, they're all that water table's pretty high. I just imagine the pumping.
Oh, the water table's in inches.
Yeah, how are they going to? And I'm sure Elon will get it done, but it seems to me to be a bad idea.
Go under the intercoastal and.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody can do it, it's Mr. Musk.
Yes, and our government subsidies.
Thanks, Danny.
Tell you to look at that space.
He's already got it up.
Satellite map.
Oh, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the map right now. This thing is really cool. Satellite map.space.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear some favorable opinions of Mr. Musk.
You go, Danny.
You really made my day. Thank you. You need to come back more often. We miss you.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
He's always welcome.
Bob, because I love Bob. I love me some Bob. But
yeah.
Okay.
TJ's always welcome. Thanks, Danny.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
I'm comfortable with my positions with Elon.
Yeah, so am I. I love him.
Yes, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. All right, let's go to, want to get Cheryl on the phone?
Yeah,
let's
do Cheryl.
What's going on, Cheryl?
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to hear you again, TJ.
Thank you.
I have an iPhone 10 Max S. I've had it for a couple of years, almost 2 years. And what happens is my location, I'm in my house, and it shows my neighbor's address and not my address. I live in a mobile home park.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it picks up her house number and not mine.
What do you have for wireless? Are you using your own wireless, or are you on a standard hub of some sort?
Or the neighbor's?
Well, she's got a different company that provides her Wi-Fi. I'm on Frontier. She's on Comcast.
Oh, right. Okay. But it shows her address.
Yeah, on my iPhone.
Well, are you within 60 feet of her?
60 feet?
Because that's about the average. It's 60 to 80 feet is what the average accuracy point is with GPS. So I'd say probably that you're close enough that you just fall over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what happens is, like, my husband had to use Uber a couple of times.
Oh, and go next
had
door.
To go wait over at her house for his ride.
Yeah, I've actually done that before with Uber as well, where I've been on the wrong side of the street because I read the map backwards, but that's okay.
So,
it happens.
Yeah, it's within about between 60 and 75 feet. They'll tell you that standard GPS is 30 to 45 feet and military GPS is 15 feet, but use 60 as a number. That's
and
really
Elon nice. Musk's is probably 15 inches.
Like 75 feet from her house.
Yeah, so that's you're probably right at the edge.
Yeah. You're just going to have to deal with it, unfortunately, Cheryl. We can't tune that any better.
So it has to do with the closeness.
Yeah. What you could do to prove this out is if you turn Wi-Fi off on your phone, it'll use just the GPS signal to triangulate the phone. See if that changes your address.
Okay, so turn off the Wi-Fi and see if it changes the address.
Yeah, because then it'll use GPS only. It won't use the Wi-Fi signal in order to triangulate.
I'll have to try that and see.
Yeah, give that a whirl. See if you get a different number. And you can call back next week and Eric can let me know what happened.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we got to bring up NFTs before we go to a break here. Right, T?
Okay, non-fungible
tokens. You're
teasing
it all day.
Okay, I'll talk about it real quickly. I'm going to actually give you a place to go because she does such a better job of explaining this than I do. But before I even start, it's the girl's name is Kim. And mm-hmm. I started following her because her and her husband do this Tesla channel.
Right.
So not to pitch Tesla anymore. We're done with that. But it's called It's Kim Java.
Mm-hmm.
ITS Kim Java.
Yeah.
And she describes NFTs and what they are. And an NFT essentially is a non-fungible token, which means that you own the rights to a piece of, I'll use a great example that she uses in her videos. Let's say LeBron James had this amazing video clip of him going up doing a massive layup and a dunk.
Sure.
And that little clip goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually purchase that using a Bitcoin-like mechanism, using Ethereum as your tool for Bitcoin, and you would own that moment. And that's the moment that you own.
A piece of it.
You own that little clip is now yours. You get an authenticated token mm-hmm. that gets attached to that video clip, and now it's yours.
Okay.
Other people can watch it. Other people can use it.
Yeah.
But it's yours.
All right.
And people pay money for this.
Wait a minute. So you can't generate money from it. You just happen to say, I own it.
Correct. It gives you pride and ownership that you own that clip. And it's starting to be artwork. It's starting to be...
How about stars? I heard that works.
Maybe you could do that too. Name a star. Yeah. It's in the International Registry of some book somewhere. Yeah. I won't even go there. Anyway, it's very, very odd. I don't understand it.
It's a digital pet rock that you're paying for.
That is exactly what it is. And it's actually catching on, and it's one of these things where you really don't. She does a fantastic job of explaining it, so I would let her explain it.
Yeah.
As far as what, because I don't get it. Like, do you really want to own, I don't know, you know, a tweet that came out that went viral, and then you put a value to that?
It's hard enough to explain people when they have a home ownership, and I have to tell them, well, no, the bank owns it. You own it. The bank owns
and
it.
And we also have a link that Mike G will post from The Verge that also does a very good job of explaining what they are. I only bring it up because in the future you're going to hear this term, and you're going to say, why didn't the Computer Talk guys talk about this? Yeah. It's going to be big news.
It's like Beanie Baby.
It's like Twitter of, you know, 15 years ago, because NFTs probably will turn into something. Like, I downplayed Bitcoin a long time ago. Well, I was like, nah, I don't believe it. It's not going to catch on. Forget it. Forget all this mining and everything else.
Right.
And look where that went.
Let's hope.
So I'm giving you guys a heads up. NFTs, yeah, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, let's
throw the term out there and we'll see where it goes. And
yikes.
It's Kim Java is where you can go to. She'll give you a breakdown, and Mike will link that as well.
Very good, T. Thank you very much. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. We're here till 11 o'clock, so get on the line. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
I'm TJ.
And you haven't heard that for 5 years.
That's right. And Tom Silnow, thank you so much for the shout out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Tom would like TJ to come back more often. We'd love to have him.
Sure, I'll be back. This is fun.
Good. We've got a couple lines open for you before the top of the hour. We're going to go right to your calls, though. Karen in Southington first. What's going on, Karen?
Hi there.
Hi.
I have an HP. It's from 2017. I do not use it for work, so I'm just using it, you know, for minimally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say for the last 8 months, most of the time I open up a Word file,
mm-hmm.
I get a message that says your subscription has been canceled.
Ooh.
And it gives me a date that says most features of Word will be disabled. Choose an option below to reactivate. And that sign in, add this computer to an active account. I want to renew or buy Office, or I have a product key. Now, I haven't done anything with this, and every time I don't, the date gets pushed out more and more. Now, I've renewed malware every year, but will Word end up, you know, being disconnected if you don't renew this?
Do you have an Office 365 subscription?
Yes, I don't even have any idea. If I do, I'm not paying for it. I have no idea.
And Microsoft is warning you, but not stopping you.
I would literally ignore that then. If they keep pushing the date out, just ignore it as long as you possibly can. Because as soon as I tell you to go to the Office 365 site to find out if you're registered,
they're going to want
to. You're going to go through that process, and I think what it will do is it'll link back to your Office 365 instance, which is sitting on your machine, which probably came with that machine, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah. I got it at Staples.
Yep. So it came with a trial version of O365. That's what they used to do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the trial version will expire in 90 days usually. You're just not expiring. So I would just
mine just started messaging me, I'd say last fall,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't happen every time I try to open a Word file, But sometimes it could literally delay me 10 or 15 minutes before it allows the file to open up.
That's annoying.
Now, how about Excel? Do you use Excel as well?
I do not. I have it on here, but I don't use it whatsoever.
So your only Office product that you actually actively use is Word?
Yeah.
Like PowerPoint or Outlook or any of those?
Nope, none of those. I certainly use Outlook,
and
that's about it.
Do you get any messages from that?
No, not at all.
Probably a different version of Outlook.
It must be. Huh. Interesting. If it's usable, I'd say fine. If not, you can go to the registration and actually register your copy. Or you could actually buy it and issue a product key. That might be the better way to go. If you're not using any of the Office 365 features, I might suggest that you just buy a product key for Word, if that's the only thing you're using. And then you can, on that prompt you saw there where it said enter a product key.
Yeah, it says enter key.
Yeah, that's where you would put that in. I believe that the home use is like $90.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's
a one-time purchase.
Can you get on a gift card or you have to download it?
You would download it. You would go on their website at Microsoft and you would download the software.
Yep.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yep,
you too. Bye-bye. So I was looking on the Starlink thing that Danny's so excited about. They had the Better Than Nothing beta that's out there. That's probably what Danny's trying to get on. It's $99 a month, and it costs $4.99 for the Starlink kit to connect. But it's only 50 megabits, right?
Yeah.
So
that's actually, that's an average for a Starlink connection. It could be 30. I've seen things. I mean, like you said, it barely works. Beta is what they call it.
Yeah, better than nothing.
Better than nothing. I mean, they're trying to tune it in, but make it better. But again, I look at it. You've got a cabin in the woods, and you've got absolutely no connectivity whatsoever.
Which is why you went to the woods, TJ.
Well, yeah, but you got to get your mail, man.
I guess
I can live without Facebook, but I got to get email every once in a while.
So yes, if you need Better Than Nothing connection in the woods because you went to the woods to get away from everything,
then Starlink is awesome. And I do think that it's great competition for some of the biggies that are out there. But
yes,
then again, you have awesome companies like Go NetSpeed.
Yeah,
Go NetSpeed is
coming in. T-Mobile, those offering wireless as well. Same idea, 50 megabits. We'll see how that works out. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for doing all the posting of all the links we talked about today. They're over at computertalkwithtab.com. I want to thank Matt Soroyce back in the Farmington studios.
Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, we'll get there someday. We're still broadcasting in lovely East Hartford from our hermetically sealed studios here in East Hartford. And again, thank you, TJ, for coming in.
No problem. This was fun.
It was fun. Guys on the Facebook page, like us, share us, so that Zuckerberg deems the show worthy. We do appreciate it, and I'll take Bob's line. We'll see you next week.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.